Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking an Amen-style breakbeat pad and turning it into something way more useful for drum and bass production. Not just a loop, not just a texture, but a resampled, chopped, rebuilt drum weapon that can live under a bass line, support a roller, or add that nervous jungle motion when you need the section to come alive. The big idea here is simple. Instead of treating the break like a finished loop, we treat it like raw material. We blur it, print it, slice it, and then rebuild it into a hybrid drum layer. That's the kind of workflow that makes DNB sound intentional, not just busy. Start by loading your Amen or Amen-style break into an audio track in Ableton Live 12. Set the tempo somewhere in the DNB range, around 172 to 174 BPM. If the break needs to be warped, do it carefully. You want it to sit on the grid enough to be usable, but not so tight that it loses the loose, human feel that makes Amen breaks work in the first place. Now we're going to turn the break into more of a pad-like rhythmic cloud. Add echo first. You can start with an 8th note or 16th note delay time, a feedback setting around 15 to 30%, and keep the dry wet fairly subtle, around 10 to 20%. The idea is not obvious repeats. The idea is motion and smear. After echo, add reverb. A decay somewhere around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds usually works nicely here, with a low cut so the reverb doesn't cloud the low end. Again, keep it subtle. We are building atmosphere, not washing the whole groove into soup. Then add EQ 8 and clean up the low end. A high pass around 120 to 100 AHZ is a good starting point, and if the break gets harsh or boxy, dip somewhere in the 2.5 to 5 KHZ range. You're listening for that balance where the break still feels like drums, but also starts acting like a textured layer. This step matters, because we're blurring the identity of the break just enough to make it feel like a rhythmic pad. Indeed, NB, that kind of layer is gold. It can sit behind your main kit and add movement without stealing the spotlight. Once the sound feels good, it's time to commit. Create a new audio track and set its input to resample or route the processed break into it. Arm the track and record 4 or 8 bars of the result. This is one of the most important habits in production. Freeze the vibe. Why? Because resampling stops the endless loop of tweaking. Instead of asking, what effect should I add next? You're now hearing a finished audio source that you can actually perform surgery on. That's a much more musical mindset. After recording, consolidate the best section with Command or Control plus J. Rename it clearly so you know what it is later. Something like Amen Pad Resample 174 or Amen Pad Dirty Loop works great. And if the resampled version feels too wet, that's fine. Print another version with less reverb and delay. Keeping a clean print and a dirty print is a very smart move. It gives you choices later without having to rebuild the whole chain. Now bring the resampled audio back into a track and shape it for slicing. Use warp only if you really need it. If the groove already feels good, leave it a little loose. That instability is part of the character. Next, tighten the tone. Drum bus is great here. Try a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, and a gentle transient boost if you want the hits to pop more. Keep boom off or very low for this layer. You're not trying to turn this into a huge kick drum. You're trying to make it more punchy and more unified. Then use EQ again to high pass around 140 to 220 HZ. This is important in drum and bass because the low end needs space for the kick and sub. If your resampled break is crowding that area, the whole mix gets muddy fast. You can also notch a little around 300 to 500 HZ if the loop feels boxy, and tame any harsh spice in the 3 to 7 KHZ range if needed. If you want a bit more grit, add a touch of saturator, a small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip turned on, can add density and edge without wrecking the groove. Just keep an eye on headroom. Now comes the surgery part. Right-click the resampled audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing mode, transient is usually the best choice for Amen-style material because the hits are naturally uneven and expressive. If your loop is very even, you can try 1/16, but transient slicing usually gives you better musical control. Ableton will build a drum rack for you. Go through the slices and identify your main ingredients: kick-heavy hits, snare hits, ghost notes, hats, tails, noise fragments, little reverse Y bits. This is where you start thinking like an editor, not a loop copier. Build a simple two-bar MIDI pattern first. Don't try to reinvent the wheel immediately. Just get the original groove feeling right in your new sliced format, then start changing things. Remove one kick to create push and pull. Repeat a ghost slice before the snare. Drop a tail slice into a fill. Leave a gap where you expect a hit. These tiny changes are what make the break feel recomposed instead of cloned. That's really the heart of breakbeat surgery. The goal isn't to recreate the MN exactly. The goal is to turn it into your own rhythmic language. In most drum and bass tracks, the sliced break works best when it's layered with a tight drum foundation underneath it. So build a clean main kick and snare pattern, usually with a snare hitting hard on 2 and 4, and a controlled kick with a short tail. Maybe add a hat or ride layer to keep the top end moving steadily. If you're bussing the drums together, a compressor with a moderate ratio, a decent attack, and a relatively quick release can help glue the layers together. Glue compressor is especially good if you want that unified, punchy DNB feel. Utility is useful too, especially if you want to keep the low-end layers mono. A good starting balance is to let the main kick and snare stay dominant, while the chopped amen layer sits lower in the mix, maybe 8-14 dB beneath the main drum bus. It should feel like motion and attitude, not like it's fighting for the lead. Now we make it evolve. DNB arrangement is all about movement every 4, 8, or 16 bars. Even if the core groove is steady, the detail should keep shifting. Automate an auto-filter sweep for tension. Open the filter at the drop. Close it in the build. Bring up reverb slightly in a transition, then pull it back when the groove lands. You can also automate delay feedback for short bursts before fills, or give drum bus a slight transient boost for a lift into a new section. Width automation is another good trick. Narrow the layer in the build, then open it a little at the drop. And don't forget the tiny edits. Mute the resampled break for half a bar before the drop. Reverse one slice into a fill. Duplicate a ghost note at the end of bar 4. These little changes create the feeling of progression without needing a whole new pattern. One thing that separates solid intermediate production from beginner loop making is performance thinking. Once the slicing feels good, save the drum rack and treat it like an instrument. Group the slices so the kick-heavy ones are easy to find, the snare-forward ones are nearby, and the ghost or noise slices have their own zone. That way, you can actually play the rack and write variations fast. Make a few MIDI clips too. One for the main groove, one with extra ghosts, one with a fill, one stripped back for breakdowns or intro sections. And if you really want to level up, resample the drum rack performance again. That second print often sounds more unified and finished, because all the little slice decisions are baked in. That's a very common DNB workflow. Resample, shop, perform, resample again. It helps you commit to a drum identity instead of endlessly changing the same idea forever. When you place this into an arrangement, think in sections. An 8-bar intro can use the filtered amen pad and atmosphere. The pre-drop can add more slice density and tension. The drop can bring in the clean drum foundation with the chopped break running underneath. Later, you can open the filter, throw a fill, or swap the slice pattern for a midsection switch. At the end, strip it back into a filtered residue so DJs have something usable to mix out of. That last point matters. Good DNB arrangement is not just about sounding huge. It's about working in a real track context. Leave space for the bass. If you've got a heavy Reese or Neuro bass line, let the break handle some upper mid rhythmic detail while the bass drives the weight and movement below. That call and response is classic. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't leave too much low end in the chopped break. High pass it properly. Second, don't overwarp the groove to death. A little looseness is part of the charm. Third, don't drown it in reverb before resampling. If you wash it too much, the slices lose their identity. And fourth, don't recreate the original amen too literally. Change something every couple of bars so it feels like a new phrase, not a photocopy. Here are a few pro moves if you want to push this darker and harder. Resample through gentle saturation before slicing. Duplicate the break and process one version much more aggressively with filtering, saturation, and short reverb, then blend it quietly underneath the main one for atmosphere. Use ghost slices to create that restless, slightly panicked energy that works so well in dark rollers and neuro-adjacent sections. And if you want extra impact, resample again after the drum bus. That second print can sound like one cohesive organism instead of separate hits. For a quick practice run, try this. Load an amen or amen-style break, process it with echo, reverb, eck, and a little saturation, then resample 4 bars. Slice it to a drum rack in transient mode. Build a 2-bar MIDI pattern using one kick-heavy slice, one snare slice, one ghost slice, and one tail or noise slice. Add one automation move, like a filter sweep or a reverb swell. Then bounce a second version that's more stripped back for an intro or a breakdown. If you do this well, you'll end up with two useful versions, one dense and dirty, one filtered and DJ-friendly. And if you want to go even further, mute the main break and see whether the chopped resampled version can carry the groove on its own. If it can, you've built something really strong. So the big takeaway is this. Start with an amen style break, turn it into a pad-like texture, resample it, slice it, and rebuild it into a new drum phrase. Keep the low end clean, keep the groove human, and use arrangement changes to make it breathe. This is one of those techniques that can instantly make your drum and bass feel more alive, more personal, and way more polished. Now go make that break talk back.